Hi, folks. I'm Bob Main. I carry a gun because I can't carry a cop. Welcome to a special middle of the week episode of the Handgun World podcast. I normally don't do middle of the week episodes unless there's a real compelling reason to do so, but guess what? There is a compelling reason to do so, and that is very simply to make some corrections from last week's episode. Okay, so let's get to the first one regarding Texas open carry. Joe sent in a voicemail asking me what did I think about the open carry law and what did I think about the language in the open carry law that allowed a police officer to ask someone if they have a license, and if they have a license to open carry, because open carry here in Texas is going to be licensed open carry. And so what I thought is I thought that the final version of the law was not going to allow a police officer to do that. Well, I was wrong. The final version of the Texas open carry law does allow a police officer to ask a person to show them their CHL license if they are open carrying a gun. However, there was language, if I'm not mistaken, there was language added to it that sort of removes the penalty if you don't notify a police officer, if you don't give him your CHL. So that's kind of weird. I think we really have to all see how this shakes out and how it really ends up actually being. But here's the bottom line, okay? The bottom line is I wish this was not allowed. It is going to be allowed for a police officer to ask a person if they're open carrying their gun, if they have a CHL license, in order to do so. I've been doing some research. I haven't found the language that was inserted that removes the penalty if someone refuses to show the police officer their CHL. I haven't found that. If somebody can find it and email it to me, that'd be great. But anyway, I want to make that correction from last week. However, I'm going to stand by what I said, that I wish that wasn't the case. I wish that was not the case. And, I'm not being anti-cop here. I'm not trying to be anti-police officer. I know that police officers are really, really getting bad press these days. They're getting very bad press that I think they don't deserve a lot of the bad press, okay? I'm really, really upset with some of the bad press that police officers are getting. And you guys know what I mean. And I want to get into all that stuff if you've been paying attention even just a little bit to the news. I think cops are getting a very, very unfair treatment. But here's why I don't like it for a police officer to have the ability to do that. Because, as I mentioned last week, there are anti-gun police officers, even in the state of Texas. There are police officers that just simply do not believe that private citizens should be carrying a gun at all, much less open carrying. And I just see a risk for abuse. I really do. I see a risk for abuse, and I'm not going to say it's harassment. I'm not going to go that far to call it harassment. But if a police officer comes up and I'm not doing anything wrong, if I'm open carrying my gun lawfully, when it becomes law, if I'm open carrying my gun lawfully, what's the probable cause that a police officer has to ask me to show my identification and CHL? What's the probable cause? If it's lawful to do it, what's the probable cause? What, because somebody else might do it without a license? That's not probable cause, in my opinion. You know, just because somebody else might be carrying without a license, I don't think is the probable cause, or it's not a reason for a police officer to question me or anybody else if I'm carrying my gun openly. See, this is what I didn't like about licensed open carry in the first place. That's what we have, that's what we're going to have here in Texas, is we're going to have licensed open carry. You know, in my opinion, we should have had either open carry or not. However, I'm supporting all this, and I think that you should support all this, because we have to win back our rights one step at a time. One step at a time. And this is better than not having an open carry law at all. Okay? But I just don't like that. I mean, now somebody help me out. Somebody either send in a voicemail you know, call my voicemail box or send me an email and let me know what if you're in support of this. If you're in support, and Joe said he was in support of it, so maybe Joe will respond, or maybe somebody else will respond. If you're in support of a police officer being able to just ask you, hey, can I see your CHL license, because, you know, you're open carrying your gun and you have to have a license for that. If you're in support of that, tell me why. Tell me why. Give me good reasons. You know I'm an open-minded person. I'm going to get to that a little bit later, too. But you know that I'm a very, very open-minded person if you've been listening to me long enough. So you know that I'm willing to sit and think things out, think them through, look at them logically, look at them emotionally and things. And sometimes I do change my mind. You know, I've changed my mind on mandatory training. I don't think it should be mandatory anymore. I think everybody should get training, but I don't think it should be mandatory. I used to think that it was okay to have mandatory training, but I don't believe that it's okay for the government to be mandating us to do anything to exercise a right. Even though I do still have some issues, and you're going to hear in next week's episode, I have issues with irresponsible people. It doesn't mean that I think that the government should be legislating against irresponsibility, okay? So that's one thing that I wanted to correct. Something else I wanted to do, I got an email a couple of days ago that I lost a listener. And, you know, folks, I hate losing any listeners. I really do. I do this podcast not as a profession. I do this podcast, you know, I started off almost 6 years ago as an everyday guy that carried a gun, that cared deeply about my Second Amendment rights and my ability to own and carry firearms. And I still, at the core, I'm still just an everyday guy. Yeah, I do some instruction, but since when does being a firearms instructor not make me an everyday guy? You know, as I've mentioned, my background is not military, it's not law enforcement, it's not being a gunsmith, it's not being a gun industry professional insider. I didn't come from all that. I still don't consider myself a gun industry professional insider or anything like that. Okay? So that's my roots. I'm just a Yankee with a gun. I'm just a sales guy. You know, I was just born in New York City, raised in Wisconsin, and now I live in Texas where we're a bunch of gun-friendly people. And I just started basically doing this back in 2005. And, you know, in the whole grand scheme of things, folks, I'm just an everyday person. And when you meet me and get to know me and train with me, if you do, you'll realize I'm just like you are. Okay? So I really hate to lose a listener. It's not my full-time job. I do this because I enjoy giving. But a guy decided he's not going to listen to me anymore because of some things I said in my last episode. When I was describing my personal story about a guy that came on my property and was harassing me about driving too fast. And, you know, I really did at that point feel threatened by the guy. The way he was conducting himself, his body language, the tone of his voice, the pitch of his voice, the volume of his voice and everything, and the way that he was standing, I don't know what his intentions, if his intentions really were to threaten me or not. It sure seemed like it to me. But this guy doesn't want to listen to me anymore because I mentioned that if the guy got closer to me that I was going to make him eat hollow points from my gun. That's not really what I meant. And if you go back and listen to it, go back and replay that, please. Go back and replay that. If you go back and listen to it, I talked about how de-escalation was very, very important. And four times I used the word de-escalation, that we should de-escalate everything like this, that we should not use our guns to solve problems, that we should try to solve problems other ways without using our gun. I made that clear. How many times have I said on this show, avoid gunfights, avoid them at all costs? We do not want to have to use our gun if we don't have to. It's only a last resort. And I said that last week as well. Okay? And I talked about how I was successful in de-escalating the whole situation. The whole situation ended and he didn't even know I had a gun. I never had to draw it. I was prepared to use it, yes. And just because I was prepared to use it, And that's kind of what I meant. And maybe it was a poor choice of words. I'm sorry. If I gave off the wrong impression to you, I'm very sorry. Maybe it was a poor choice of words to say that I was going to make the guy eat hollow points from my gun if he got more aggressive and threatened my life. But I think if he'd have gotten more aggressive, that he may have threatened my life. I didn't know what he was going to do. I didn't know who the man was. Now it turns out I find out that it is somebody that lives in my neighborhood. You know, well, duh. I guess if he's mad at me driving too fast through the neighborhood, I wasn't really 100% sure if he lived in the neighborhood though, and I couldn't be sure. But anyway, I didn't want to give off the wrong impression. I'm really sorry if I gave off the wrong impression. I'm not some kind of a guy that believes in shooting first and asking questions later. That is not me. I hope I go the rest of my life without ever having to use my gun. And by the way, I have said that a gazillion times on this podcast. I've said that so many times that I don't want to even say it anymore because people pretty much know how much against I am having to use your gun, but I'm all for using your gun if it's the last resort and if it's going to save your life or if it's going to save you from grave bodily harm. And so I didn't want to give off the wrong impression. If I did, you know, by all means, accept my apology. Let me know if you think I did, or you don't even have to let me know anything if you don't want to. So maybe I should have thrown all this language that I'm saying right now. Maybe I should have put that into last week's episode and made it very clear. But I thought I made it very clear that I would draw the gun and I would be prepared to use it if it was necessary. Hey, you got to remember, you know, a stranger approaching you from your blind side, basically screaming at you as you're trying to get out of your car, that right there can be and is very threatening. Especially, like I said, I was dumb. I didn't see him there. My situational awareness was not very good at that time. And that was bad on my part. That was a bad thing. I should have had better situational awareness. I'll remember next time. So I just blindly threw open the door of my car and started trying to get out. When all of a sudden there's this guy who basically approaches me from a blind side and startled me quite bad. And I thought, whoa, you know. And it's, folks, it's real easy, especially if it's, you know, someone that you don't know and coming up on your property and doing that. So that was another correction I wanted to make during this episode and during this special middle of the week podcast. Okay, that's it, folks. That's pretty much all I wanted to share with you. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me. You can send me an email at bob@handgunworld.com. You can go to Facebook. You can put a message up on Facebook. Find my Facebook page, Handgun World Podcast. I'm Handgun World on Twitter. You can put a comment on the website at handgunworld.com right below this episode or last week's episode. I want to give you a preview as to what's coming on the regularly scheduled weekly episode that's going to release go out this Sunday. Rob and John from the Polite Society podcast, Rob Morse, John Richardson, they asked me if I wanted to get on Skype and talk a little bit more about improving the gun culture. And I thought that was a great subject. So we did that. You might hear it on the Polite Society podcast, and you're certainly going to hear it on my show next week. Although I have other things planned for next week, so I may not be using their entire interview because I've got some other things that I want to put in there. But that's what's coming up next week. With that said, thank you for listening to this very special middle of the week correction episode of the Handgun World Podcast. I'm Bob Main. I carry a gun because I can't carry a cop. Remember that the loudest sound that a shooter hears is a bang when he's expecting a click, or a click when he's expecting a bang. Shoot straight, shoot safe. Talk to you next time. Goodbye.